This is the practice of mindfulness of anxious feelings in the body. The first part of this is preparation. Starting to approach and be aware of anxious feelings in the body is sometimes very scary. And we usually tend to avoid and try to get away from feeling them. So this preparation practice is a way of starting with our attention externally in our environment and gradually moving our attention inward to our inner experience through the breath, and then to actually being aware of and relating to the anxious feelings in the body. Let's start with sitting, relaxing, feet on the floor. Feel the chair supporting your body weight. Sitting upright but relaxed, with your eyes lowered but open. The first thing we're going to do is pay attention to what we can see and hear in our external environment. So this is a practice of moving your attention, your awareness, outside of you. You can use this anytime if the anxious feelings become too intense, too challenging. With your eyes lowered, activate your peripheral vision so that you can see the room, but it becomes soft, blurry, and defocused. In your peripheral vision, simply notice three things. They could be objects, shapes, colors, light, shadow. Just notice gently. Name them to yourself. By activating the peripheral vision, this also begins to activate the parasympathetic relaxation response in the brain. Now move your attention to the sounds that you can hear right here, right now, in this environment, wherever you are. Sounds that are close by, perhaps within the room. And sounds that are further away, perhaps outside the room. Take your time. Notice the sounds in the environment. Don't make up stories about the sounds. Simply listen. Pure sounds coming to the ears. If the anxious feelings in the body become too intense, you can always move your attention out to what you can see and what you can hear in your external environment. The second part of this preparation practice is developing a safe place, a calm, serene, safe place in the mind. Picturing a memory. It could be a place in nature, a park, a beach, a lake, a trail that you've been on, a beautiful vista. It could be a room in a house. It could be a hideaway you once had. It could be a castle that you imagine picturing in your mind, a safe place, calm and serene. Either a place that you've been or a place that you create in your imagination. The very important part of this practice is noticing the details. What do you see? What are the colors in the movement that you see? What are the sounds that you can hear in this place? What are the feeling sensations, like the warmth of the sun or the cool breeze on your skin? Or perhaps your feet, if you're on a beach walking through the sand. Seeing, hearing, and sensing the details of this safe place. Experiment with this. The next part of this preparation practice is moving our attention into the feeling of the breath in the body. Take 3 deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And when you breathe out as though you're blowing out a candle, so that the exhale is slower and you can hear the sound of your out-breath. Try to feel the breath down low in the body, down in the belly area, in the center of your body. Anxious feelings often occur in the upper body, the mid to upper body, chest, shoulders, neck, face, heartbeat, constricted breathing, dizziness sometimes, headaches. We want to get our attention down low. We want to feel the feeling of the breath down low in the body. This can be our home base or our anchor, where we can always move our attention to the feeling of the breath down low in the body, especially paying attention to the feeling of the exhale, that feeling of letting go, of settling down, of relaxing as we breathe out. The last part of this preparation practice is bringing compassion, bringing kind awareness and compassion into the anxious feelings in the body. Imagine a way that you can bring kind awareness and compassion into yourself. You could start by thinking about someone in your life, perhaps a family member or a relative or a friend, even an animal. Could be an inspirational person, real or imagined. Perhaps a spiritual figure that you know of. So think of someone, some being, some animal that you consider to be very kind and compassionate. A very, very good example of this that I know is the Dalai Lama, who says, "My religion is kindness." But choose your own source of compassion. As we begin to relate to anxious feelings in the body, we want to hold them with kindness and compassion instead of trying to fight with them, get rid of them, or avoid them. This compassionate presence If it had a voice, it might say to you, yes, this is happening now. This is how you're feeling right now. This is a very normal feeling that we all feel sometimes. Just allow the feeling to be present. I'm right here with you. Let's hold that feeling with kindness. It will pass through your awareness on its own. You can describe the feeling to me as you breathe into the feeling. You don't have to be afraid of it. Let's hold it gently in kind awareness together. Take your time, experiment, and try to feel that loving kindness and compassion that we all need to bring into our vulnerable feelings. This is the end of the preparation practice, and again, you can use any part of this practice anytime you need it when anxious feelings arise, especially if they become too intense. Paying attention to the outside first, then gently and slowly moving attention inside to the breath. Remembering and accessing the resource of a safe place, calm, serene, safe in your mind. And then bringing a sense, a feeling of support, compassion, and loving kindness right in to yourself, your heart, your mind, your body.